WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, welcome to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of April 3rd and 4th. Happy Passover. Happy Easter to all out there. We have a really jam show. Again, sort of a late Happy New Year. April 1st, the trout season, the first portion of the season. April 1st or April 9th, catch and release only. Full disclosure, we're in the studio, actually, opening day April 1st, because we're going to be away on a road trip starting tomorrow, Friday. We're going to be doing some shad, doing some trout, scouting for turkeys, maybe get some striper fishing in and down, because we circle the state and go top to bottom. That's what I call a road trip, a Tom P and D Marie road trip, getting it done. Hey, we have a really jam show. Again, coming up in our next segment is Ross Schramko, senior biologist, Division of Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries. He is in charge of the statewide stocking program. He's going to go into why they did it again this year like they did last year and what it holds for the future. Covers it all. Also joining us is Mike Caruso, editor, publisher, president of the Fisherman Magazine. Their April issue is out. It is a killer. Return of the Dream Boat Challenge and the Kayak Clash. A lot of stuff is happening. I'm going to wrap it up with a couple of reports. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. It is Tom P. time. Oh, man. This is too much fun.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Diabetes.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
As I mentioned, hey man, again, a happy new year. Parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio all know when a season opens. Indeed, cause for a new year celebration. This is kind of a double shot here, a double shot celebration, because the trout season technically opened today, April 1st. You're hearing this April 3rd, and the full opener now, double shot here. The full opener is statewide April 10th, where you can keep your limit of trout, six fish up until the Memorial Day, and after that, it's four. Right now, April 1st through April 9th, second year in a row this is happening, again, COVID-driven. Catch and release only. Give people an opportunity to get out there and fish. Well, I'll tell you, this Thursday, this morning coming down, woo! It reminded me of April when I was a kid, man. No global warming or whatever you call it, climate change. And it was just freaking cold and rainy and snowy. We're going to have good weather through the weekend into next week. So we have some great fishing opportunities. Eight Southern Tier counties here. A load of fish are going up. Joining us online right now, very special guest is Ross Schramko. He is a senior fisheries biologist in New Jersey Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries under the umbrella Division of Fish and Wildlife. He is the New Jersey Trout Stocking Coordinator. Want to get into the second year in a row. Last year was sort of crazy in that, well, what's going on? You catch and release and you can keep, and what's happening? Again, COVID-driven, social distancing, that type thing. This year, things are loosening up a little bit. The program, surprisingly, especially here in South Jersey, I covered the counties, man. Shadler Sandwatch Pond, Tucko Lake, Pond de Lodge Pond, Morris River. No, it's not Maurice River. Morris River, Cahansey, Mary Elmer Lake. Pretty damn good response. Second year in a row. Hopefully next year we'll get back into the weekly stockings. But Russ is here right now to give us a lowdown on this, again, second year in a row with this stocking. We're all preseason, except for the Toms River, Manasquan, Matitikunk, and some other choice orders. We'll get into that a little later in the segment. The preseason allocation and full spring allocations were stocked already. 99% of the waters, especially those in South Jersey, have received their fish. We'll get into some numbers later. Ross, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Crazy day. I know you're out there doing some angler observations. What's happening, little brother?
Hey, Tom, thanks for having me on. This is, like you said, a great day. Great time of year to start the season.
Yep.
Very excited. We're going to have a good year again this year.
Ross, I was up the hatch. Super quality rainbow trout. Now, there is no bonus broodstock program this year. Again, because that happens when you have these, pick these 10 waters, you know, around the state that you put these monster breeders in. Tends to really like jam the people in there. Again, social distancing, very important. And Ross, you did away with that. And now the stocking, like last year, preseason allocation, all in-season allocation in one shot. Listeners, you can walk across the waters on the trout's back in many of these places, Ross. Great job.
Yeah, Tom. You know, as you just said, we're putting out, you know, a season's worth of fish, just about everything out preseason, about 500,000 fish going out, you know, before the opener. April 1st, the catch and release opener, we've hit every single trout stock water body has gotten at least a portion of their allocation. And many of the places, especially down in your listening area, down in South Jersey, got their entire allotment. So those fish are out there. They're ready for anglers. And, you know, hopefully people can get out there and be safe and enjoy themselves.
Hey, Shramka, I'm going to get biblical for a moment. Hey, yeah, I used to be an altar boy. Actually, I was in a seminary 3 weeks, way back when. But, Russ, I'm watching them stock. Okay, Heritage Park, a couple of waters. Shramko's like the friggin' loaves and the fishes. The nets just kept coming. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, man. It was really a sight to see.
That's great, Tom. If anybody goes out there and they have a hard time catching fish, maybe they got to try something a little different, like maybe get their hooks wet. That's all I can say.
Well, Ross, a little pushback, though, on the catch and release, especially down here in the southern tier counties, our waters, I still maintain, listeners, above Union Lake, that Morris River there, that has some trout holding year-round capacity. We have the Toms River, northern end of the listening area, also the south branch of Matitoconk River on the ocean Manasquan border, or Monmouth border, which also rated as trout, meaning trout can live there year-round, listeners. But, Ross, if, you know, the catch and release, a lot of trout are going to die. Is what the saying is, guys pulling the hooks out, handling the fish with dry hands, that type of thing, not cutting the line, you know, not sacrificing a hook. The thing was, why not let the people keep one or two fish? What was the thought behind the strictly catch and release?
Well, the thought there, it's really a social distancing issue. We're going to have, you know, the opening day, of course, is April 10th. But with putting all those fish out there as early as we have, and also to try to keep down the crowds on opening day,
right.
We're going to have that separate opener. So yeah, we're aware that, there is some, hooking mortality can occur. It was something that we looked into last year when we did this and to be honest with you, a lot of guys are very fearful of it but the fear, wasn't recognized last year. Our conservation officers and other biologists have, gone out after, the April 1st opener last year. And the hooking mortality just wasn't there. Okay. Of course, there's a couple that, didn't go down, didn't get caught as well as an angler would want to. But, it is important to try to get the message out to anglers to during these 9 days to, handle the fish carefully. Right. Try not to drag them up onto the bank and get, dirt and rock and sand in their gills and stuff. Try to keep them in the water, wet your hands. And just do a nice, safe release, and everybody will enjoy them.
But, listen, a pair of forceps, 99 cents. Long enough for, boom, there you go. Yeah, if you're going to use the power baits, which I love to do, you want to use your sand baits, whatever, go with, we use the Mutu Light Circle. I'm going to name a brand here. There's no shame to my game. And like a size 10 or a size 8 circle hook, line straight. You see the bobber, and you see it going, just tighten the line, and you give it a slow sweep in the opposite direction. 99% of the time, people, like in saltwater, they're going to get hooked on the side of the mouth. That goes a long way there. You want to use the spinners. I'm a MEPS guy. I'm a rooster tail guy. I cut off one of the trebles, pinch the barbs down. Again, use the forceps. Makes releasing the fish a hell of a lot easier. And Ross, did you agree that's a two big ways to cut down on hook and release mortality?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just, just paying attention. I mean, you can use bait, but just be very alert when you feel that fish hit, immediately set the hook. That's really probably the biggest thing. If you're sitting there and you put the pole down, maybe you're going for your coffee or something, and the fish bites and that split second, if he's got time to swallow the bait, that's where you're going to get those deeper hooking and potential mortalities. But like I said, we're putting out so many fish out there. The amount of, hooking mortality that occurs, it's pretty minimal. It's something that, of course, in a normal year, we're not going to do that. With COVID and the safety precautions and trying to keep people safe, having a split opener like this and getting people out on different days, is definitely, way more beneficial. So it's definitely worth doing.
Absolutely. Joining us on the line is Ross Shramko, senior fisheries biologist in Jersey Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries. He's the New Jersey trout stocking coordinator. Okay. And Ross, the cormorants, ospreys, listen, we have to deal with cormorants here. Just deal with it. Not that bad yet. It's usually, Ross, the second to the third week in April. So there's plenty of opportunities. People, Ross mentioned numbers. Let's talk some numbers. These gorgeous rainbow trout, average size, 10 and a half, 11 inches. With the breeders going in, every water, 2% of its payload will be breeders. And some of these are up to 6+ pounds. Monsters, I've seen them. Okay, in Atlantic County, Birch Grove Park ponds, the front two ponds are going to get 1,310. Hamilton Lake, 1900. Burlington County, Pemberton Lake, 1800. Sylvan Lake. Sylvan is a monster. 1440. Cumberland County, Mary Elmer Lake, right there above Sunset Lake and Bridge, in 1740. South Vineland Park Pond, 1590. The Morris River, 2150. Tough water to fish, man. Like the toms, a lot of snags, but the trout do find the spots, and they last. The Gahanti River, 1060. Cape May, Tuckahoe Lake, 2270. And Ponder Lodge Pond, one of my faves, 1990. Camden County Oak Pond, that's right behind the Southern Region office there in Sicklerville, 1440. Grenlock Lake, 1310. And Little Rowan's Pond, what a great little place, 260. In Ocean County, Prosper Town Lake, 1240. Now, remember, no power whatsoever on there. You're going to be on a boat, you're going to be a raft, whatever, kayak, paddle only, not even an electric motor. Lake Shenandoah up there by Lakewood, 1820. Pahakon Lake, right there on Route 9 in Tuckerton, across from, was that a Stewart's or A&W, something like that. Check this out, 2,550 trout. They are in there. Gloucester County, Iona Lake, 1,440. Greenwich Lake, 1580. Swedesboro Lake, 1780. Harrisonville Lake, 1,540. And Salem County, Shadler, Sandwash Pond, 1,330. Left a few waters out. Now the Toms River, when I talk to Russ about the Toms River, Ocean County, received, it's going to probably get some more fish this week, 3,840. The trout conservation area in the Toms, from the end of Riverwood Park down to the 571 overpass, is going to get 660. Now there are more trout to go out and select water, something along the lines of 70 to 74,000 more, okay, during the week of May 10th through 14th. Tentative dates are always subject to change, but right now it's pretty certain. The Toms, again, will get 1,130, and the TCA, 450. A little bit farther north, top end of the Rack and Fin Radio listening area, the north branch of the Matitoconk is going to get 680. The south branch during that week, 1,070 in the Manasquan River, the Big Muddy. I'll tell you what, think about the Manasquan, man. It even looks like it's going to rain and that water starts to tint. That's crazy. And that mud there is like, what's that, my cousin Vinny in the mud? That's the Manasquan River mud. That's going to get 2,080. So, Ross, put out a lot of fish and another 70 to 74,000 to come in select waters that week of May 10th to 14th. Question, those waters open at 5 p.m. or no? They are open to fishing soon to go.
They are open to fishing. You know, there's no in-season closures this year, so they're open, you know, basically, you know, from April 10th for harvest and April 1st today. And then the day, like, as you said there, Tom, in May, you know, you can go fishing as soon as they're stocked. Or yep. There's no hesitation.
And Russ, I'll tell you, I've seen some of these rainbows going in. They're a beautiful shape, healthy, gorgeous coloration. I mean, some of them, Russ, they look like the Brule in Oregon. I mean, look at the colors on these things. So shout out to Ed Conley and that crew up there at the Pequot's Hatchery in Oxford, up there in Warren County. Just a fantastic job. Russ, how do you see this playing out now? Will it be, I know you're out there today. Listen, full disclosure, this is Thursday, April 1st, opening day. Russ is out there on angler counts. How do you see this playing out? Gauging the pressure and stuff. Will it get back to, you think, eventually COVID, you know, quiets down or whatever, to the standard stocking procedure? Or has this been that successful, that popular, that this may be the dealio?
Well, you know, Tom, that's something we'll definitely talk about, you know, but I think right now, you know, we're all hoping to get back to normal. You know, I think our program is a really great program. We have 7 in-season stockings in a typical year, plus 3 weeks of preseason. You know, to go out there each week in a lot of water bodies and replenish the number of fish, I think anglers really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, it sets us apart from some of the other local, you know, other states nearby. So, you know, right now the plan is to go, you know, back to the normal situation. Okay. But, you know, if anglers, you know, tell us otherwise, you know, we'll listen. You know, we'll do what the majority of the anglers out there want. So, you know, we'll hear it. You know, there's lots of ways to reach out to us. So let us know. Let us know what you guys are thinking out there. And you know, we'll do what we can to make you happy.
Well said, Ross Schrampko. I guess we're on a time element here. So I said, Ross, again, the October and November stockings are off the charts. Ross, please say that's still on the schedule, yes?
Yes, for sure.
And those are all 2-plus-year-old fish. And, man, that is a that's a whole different scene altogether. Russ, thanks for joining us. Be safe out there, Russ. And I'll be in touch next week after, before the full statewide opener where you can keep the fish. And let's hammer it over a cup of coffee and see what feedback we get.
Okay, sounds good.
Russ, take care. Be safe out there, brother. Best to everybody.
Same to you guys.
See you, man.
Thank you.
Russ Rampko, man. Opening day. Yeah, we're in here on Thursday morning. Pouring rain and cold. Hey, typical Trout opening day weather. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Fisherman Magazine. Dreamboat Challenge. Kayak Clash. Back on track. See you in a little bit. Rack and Fin Radio.
So what is Talk With a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk With a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk With a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of April 3rd and 4th. Again, like I said, full disclosure here. We are in the studio Thursday. It is the opening day. Again, one of two opening days here. April 1st through April 9th. Catch and release. Trout is on now. Tog season opened Thursday. And that was busted there with that weather. I mean, my God, that was absolutely insane. But that's all right. Hey, listeners, check it out. It came in the mail to me yesterday, the April edition of the Fisherman Magazine. Without a doubt, one of the best, most covered everything apropos April into the May fishery. But my biggest kick out of this, I turned the page, I said, Mary Mother of God, it's back. The Dream Boat Challenge has returned. Last year was postponed, canceled because of COVID. We understood that. The publisher and president, Mike Caruso, was a guest on when this happened. Dave McCall came on air and explained the situation. Well, guess who else is back? Mikey C., president, publisher, owner of Fisherman Magazine. Let's talk. The Dream Boat Challenge is back, Mikey. This was your baby from way back when, and it's back. And congratulations, little brother.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity coming on the show today.
Mike, you did it. Yeah. It was still up in the air, and you kept it on the QT, and bang, I turned the page, and there it was. Woo!
Well, you know, it's amazing, you know, and although it's really one of those events, you know, season-long, region-wide, multi-species, subscriber-only fishing contest. That, you know, is a really fun and competitive way to be involved with fishing, but you know, we can't do it without awesome partners. This year, Steigercraft
come up again, man,
which is one of the few boat builders in the Northeast, and personally they're friendly with Alan Steiger, and you know, he is a big fisherman, and
oh yeah.
You know, these boats are amazing. And so this year, our largest boat we've ever given away, it's a 25-foot center console Steigercraft.
Nice.
The grand prize. It's powered by 300 Yamaha. The boat is just like, it's really the perfect fishing machine for anything you want to do here in the Northeast, you know, and we're just so really honored and just graced with such great partners. Dream Boat's back. It was in hiatus, as many things were last year.
Right.
This contest requires you to, you know, it requires you to catch fish and weigh them in at weigh-in stations. And you know, though it starts May 1st this year, this time last year May 1st. Well, you know, we were kind of locked down to a
right.
large degree, so mm-hmm. It was nearly impossible to pull it off, and it wouldn't have been fair. So this year we got a clear shot at being able to go fish and, you know, visit tackle shops freely and get fish weighed in. And you know, I think we're looking at a really great season here. So yeah, Dream Boat is really the largest saltwater fishing contest in the Northeast. It definitely is the one contest with the largest prize, but the way, if you know, if your listeners are not familiar with it, it's a really interesting type of contest, the way it's structured. There are 8 different species, blackfish, bluefish, fluke, mahi-mahis, porgy, black sea bass, wheatfish, and actually sea robin. And you catch any of those fish that meet their minimum weight requirements, you weigh it in, you send in the weigh-in slip to us, and if, yeah, those who have the largest fish at the end of the contest will get points. It's a point-gathering type of structure. There's 10 positions for each one of those 8 species. If you have the heaviest fish in any one of those categories, you get 10 points. If you have the second heaviest fish, you get 9 points. If you have the third heaviest fish, you get 8 points, and so on, all the way down to the 10th heaviest fish, you still get 1 point. So, you know, you're gathering points here, whether, you know, whether you catch a third place porgy and a second place fluke and a 10th place bluefish. You know, you're still, it's the cumulative total of points that we're looking at for the top 4 prizes. You know, and so first prize, the guy with the most points is going to win that Steiger craft and that Yamaha engine. And really the ultimate bragging rights for winning a fishing contest in the Northeast. I mean, what's bigger, right, Tom? It's really nothing bigger.
Mike, this is it. Yep. And I get tournament stuff listeners from all over the coast. I mean, California, the Gulf. This is the fisherman. This is the cat's ass, man. This is still the tops. Oh my God! Second place, third place, fourth place prize, largest of species prizes. I mean, all top quality stuff here. But Mike, getting back to actually deciding to pull the trigger on this, getting going, a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, and probably an ocean full of tears getting the logistics done. Could you go into that for a couple of minutes? I mean, that was a headbanger, brother.
You mean like last year? What in terms of
getting it reintroduced again this year? Deciding to pull the trigger and go with it.
Yeah, you know, it's listen, you know, fishing participation, the one thing that COVID, the one positive thing we learned from COVID is that we put a huge, as a society, importance on getting outside and participating in a recreation like fishing. And so we have more participants at this stage of the game. Getting into fishing, there's a lot of newcomers,
right?
And you know, we wanted, we knew that this was going to be a breakout year. You know, there's historic levels of fishermen out there at this stage of the game, and you know, it's a great platform, this Dreamboat, to, you know, really just kind of strike up a friendly competition and you know, get people focused on something really positive. And, you know, this is it. And for us, you know, we did work very, very hard. Luckily, you know, we've got a lot of believers, you know, in terms of sponsors that, you know, number one, we conduct this contest in the most professional way it can be, you know, it can be done. So we take great pride in how we, you know, execute this. And, you know, it does require, it requires the help of tackle shops and, you know, them weighing in fish. So, but at the end of the day, it's a season-long contest. So, you know, you're going to be out there fishing anyway.
And while
you are, if you happen to get a trophy fish, enter it. But just make sure you're a subscriber, because you must be a subscriber to enter. There's no other charge.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's no fee. It's free. But, hey, you know, get a great magazine. And we work really hard putting this magazine together. Jim Hutchins is our editor, and I promise you, there is no one more informed about what's happening in fishing, and there's no one who can articulate that better than Jim Hutchinson. And you know, so he and his team of writers, including you, Tom, who write for us often. So you know, you're going to get a great magazine, and you're going to have the right to be in this contest.
Well, Mike, if I can interrupt you a second, speaking of Hutch, listeners, he spent time with the RFA. I think he was away from the fishermen for a few years. You talk about having your finger on the pulse of fisheries management, mismanagement, whatever. Listeners, he has a balls-to-the-wall editorial called California Roll. And, you know, the California Roll, R-O-L-L, Pure Hutch, R-O-L-E, great play on words. That'll really open your eyes. Again, Mike, Freddie Golofaro was editor, a longtime editor, New York, Long Island edition. You had Toby up there in New England. Fisheries management. What the magazine wasn't just about, well, let's see, how to catch fish, where to go, new products, blah, blah, blah. It kept it going. This is why you're able to fish people, because this is this. Hey, these are restrictions maybe coming down the pike. You got the people involved, Caruso.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always wanted to be the source for people to learn about, you know, what is happening behind the scenes,
right,
from a regulatory standpoint, because, you know, we know how passionate people are about fishing, and, you know, we, along with the community, want to be watchdogs, and we want to make sure, you know, that, you know, we're moving forward, you know, as recreational anglers, in a unified way, you know, to protect,
right,
you know, what we love. And, you know, information is power. And, we want to be that source. No one does it better than Jim. He draws from a tremendous, experience and knowledge base. He's been doing this a long time. So, yeah, I mean, you will find, you know, your listeners and the fishing community will find really everything you need to know about what's happening. Not only from fisheries management, obviously, you'll learn how to, you know, there's instructional information,
right,
there, entertainment, you know, there's so much. It's the people, the places, the techniques, the products, the fish, you know, the fisheries management issues of New Jersey. And if you like fishing, whether you're a weekend warrior, just doing it occasionally, or you do it every day, all day. Yeah, there's something there for you with this magazine. And we've been running a lot of promotions, for subscriptions, and we've been growing it. The last 4 months, we actually grew our print subscription totals.
Wow.
For the magazine. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think there's a lot of print publications that are able to say that, but what we have.
Right.
And so you get, Tom, you get the monthly magazine, you get access to the weekly digital magazines.
Now that starts, that started right this week, right? April 1st. Listen, it's the digital. It used to be the weekly. You get the digital online, anything you want to know, most current news. And Mike, that started what, yesterday, today? What's the dealio?
Well, the weekly will be coming out on Monday. Next Monday. The weekly comes out right now. Our monthly issue is out there on the newsstand and in your mailbox. And then we just keep, now our weekly cycle begins.
There we
the
go.
The monthly is the print magazine and the weekly is the digital. And it's just, you know, there's an overload of content, you know, that is, you know, professional. It's just very professional. You know,
right,
really proud of our writers and people contributing, and of course, you know, the Dreamboat, swinging back to the Dreamboat. I mean, this contest is amazing. I mean, we haven't even started to talk about all the prizes. All we mentioned was a Steiger Craft. But,
right.
But you know, if you there's everything. You know, there's Humminbird, Minn Kota. There's
right. Sea Eagles in there. I mean, yeah.
Sea Eagle. There's. Yeah,
Mikey, listen, Mike, we're up against a hard break. We're talking to Mike Caruso, owner, president, publisher of the Fisherman Magazine. April issue is out. Check it out. My big thing in here, the return of the Dreamboat. Page 12, 13, and 14, all the information you need to know. Mike, before we go to our break with you, one tweak that you really made that I thought was a masterstroke was including the birds, including the sea robin, the everyday fish in the species qualifiers, man. That was a great move.
Yeah. Well, thanks. You know, everybody catches them, and let's turn what some people think is a nuisance fish into something of great value.
Masterstroke, Caruso.
And that's what we did. Yeah.
Okay, listeners, we're up against a hard break with Mike Caruso. We come back. Hey, man, the Kayak Clash is back again. How much perfect timing is this editorial excellence? This is also the Fisherman's Annual Kayak Buyer's Guide. Everything is there. Grab that cup. Grab that rebel. We'll be right back with Mike Caruso, Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's #1 talk station.
Fox News. I'm Jill Nato. A U.S. Capitol Police officer killed in the line of duty.
With a very, very heavy heart that I announce one of our officers has succumbed to his injuries.
U.S. Capitol Acting Police Chief Yogananda Pittman identified that officer as William Evans, an 18-year veteran of the force. He died after a suspect identified as Noah Green rammed a vehicle into a Capitol checkpoint, emerging with a knife. That suspect was killed. Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. has seen nearly 31 million confirmed cases of COVID. But White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says
more than 56 million adult Americans are now fully vaccinated.
That comes as the feds say vaccinated adults no longer need to get tested when traveling. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Clear and cold overnight with a freeze, a low of 27. Bright and sunny Saturday, a high of 53, and then just a few clouds, not as cold Saturday night, low 41. Easter Sunday will be partly sunny and warmer, high 65, and Monday mostly sunny and pleasant, a high 67. I'm AccuWeather's Dave Bowers on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We're talking to Mike Caruso, president, owner, publisher of The Fisherman Magazine. We're talking about the Dream Boat Challenge returning. April issue, people. Get it. Blow your mind. It'll be one of the best. And I've been with the mag a long time. Most covering now. We talked about the Dream Boat Challenge. Hey, hey. Guess what else is return? The Kayak Clash. New sponsor I hear. What's that new Kayak Clash sponsor, Mikey? What do you got, bro?
All right. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tom. Yeah, this year we brought in really one of the most known kayak manufacturers, and that is Hobie. Hobie is the
Bingo!
Sponsor.
You got
yeah,
it.
Man. And the grand prize is this incredible Mirage Drive. It's the 180 pedal drive. And beautiful, beautiful kayak. I mean, if you're into kayaking, you know it is an elite boat for fishing. It's built for fishing. This thing is really quite well equipped. It also comes with a Malone Y-Track, these large kayak carts. So you can kind of get it from land to the water. But, this is very similar to the Dream Boat Challenge, only thing for kayaks.
Right.
It does differ in that you have to go to our website and register. You have to be a subscriber, but you must register for this online and then go out and participate. It does require you to take a picture of the fish.
Right.
And send it to us. And you're actually taking a picture of it on the measuring device along with an official tag that you print out from our website, and that'll be available. This all starts May 1st, but there is right. information up on the site now. You can register now. But again, it's a point gathering system for the same for many of the same species, except mahi-mahi, obviously not.
Right.
But we do include hardtail species, the false albacore and bonita.
Oh, yeah, man. Albies! Too. Yeah, yeah. Mike. Listen, Mike, I'm a meat guy. I'm an eater. You see what I look like? Listen, I tried twice with false albies. Man, second bite, I said, maybe I did it wrong. Mikey, I tried. Nah, that's not happening. But I'll tell you, you hook them, you are good. It's hernia time, man. I like those things are crazy.
No, I love those. I mean, that's a fun fish to catch, no doubt about it. And, so they now are part of Coastal Kayak Clash. We're calling it the CKC, the Coastal Kayak Clash. And last year was a super success.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the kayak community really embraced this. And again, it's gonna really be one of those, if you win it or if you place on it, it's there's some bragging rights here, aside from these awesome prizes. It's really an accomplishment. Because you're competing with people across the entire region, the entire Northeast. And let's face it, there's some very avid anglers out there involved in this. So, if you're you're able to place, let alone win, you should feel really good about that because it's very widely participated in. So, Coastal Kayak Clash is the kayak fishing is a rapidly growing sector for fishing.
It's still the fastest, Mike. It's still growing the fastest. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's so right for a lot of people. It's portable, it's not very expensive to get involved in. But really, why I like it is because access. I mean, there's a lot of places you can't get to with a boat, but and the fish are there. Some of these skinny water areas or little channels coming out of marshes.
Yep.
You're able to get right in there with these kayaks, and some of these guys are taking it to a whole new level. Really doing well. In fact, there is news out there. If you watch, speaking of Jim Hutchinson, if you watch his video fishing forecast, if you get our e-newsletter, he was referring to a kayaker that caught a 58-pound striped bass.
Yep.
Just a few days ago.
That was amazing. Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. Listen, join us on the line is Mike Caruso, editor, publisher, president of Fisherman Magazine, talking the April edition to Dream Return or Dream Boat Challenge, return of the Kayak Clash. And also, listeners, on pages 12, 13, 14, the glossy part of the April edition, it's a fishing kayak buyer's guide by Toby Lipinski. A look at 24 of the hottest fishing kayaks on the market. Mike, Toby covered it. Top to bottom, bow to start, all over. What an article, man! Listen, everything and anything you want to know, feature wise, prices, everything, man. Good job.
Thank you. It's what we do, man. We've been doing this a long time. It's been 26 years for me, and
wow,
the team that we have. This team is as good as it gets in terms of creating content, the right kind of content, and getting it to people who really value fishing. That issue, this April issue, not only is it exciting because of these features you're referring to, but the fishing reports. It's one of the first places. It's right now that some of the first reports of fish making their way or migrating into the Jersey area are showing up. It's a very comprehensive overview of what's actually happening now. And, we've got a team of those five reporters in New Jersey that, five people are extracting and gathering those reports.
Right.
There's really nothing like it in terms of that fishing report section. It is a very detailed, comprehensive
Mike,
overview.
That's the very first thing I go to. I go to that, then I go to Hutch's, then I go to the feature article, to Hutch's editorial. Speaking with Mike Caruso, Fisherman Magazine. Well, Mike, let's ricochet back to, again, the fishermen involved in management, fisheries, all that stuff. The Gray's Fish Tag Research and the Fisherman Magazine. You guys got something going on? Go!
Oh, yeah. No, the striped bass satellite study there's nothing else like it, quite simply put. We 2 years ago began we partnered up with Gray's Fish Tag Research to learn more about striped bass migratory patterns, and in a way that no other entity has ever utilized. I mean, there's been tagging programs for striped bass, but no one's ever used the highest technology, these satellite-type tags that they use for billfish around the world and other species, sharks. But this is a smaller device than what they would use for those larger species. And it's got to be able to, the fish has to be able to withstand, what is basically a tag in tow, that's been injected into their body. We've already learned some really fascinating things.
Absolutely.
And, these bass, the first 2 years in a row, bass went to the canyons. We tracked them out into the canyons, into the blue water.
Who ever would have thought that, really Mike? Right?
So it's been very intriguing, and it's fueled just not only our effort and our investment in getting involved here, but we have corporate sponsors now donating lots of money to help fund this. These tags are extremely expensive, And it takes a lot of resources to do this, but we're about to go into our third year, and I can tell you that the plans are extensive for us to get out there and to continue the program. We've got the end of May. We're going to be back in the Lower Hudson River as striped bass are exiting out of the Hudson after their spawn. So that we want to know where do they go then? And, you know, we're kind of doing that every year to see what the patterns, what the trend is with these fish. So, you know, we also tracked one, we tagged one out in Montauk last year. We'll be doing that again. We're also looking up in New England to develop some tagging up there. So it's in full gear. We've got the funding and we've got the team assembled, and that is a story that will be told only in the fishermen. So look out for that.
It is, yeah.
More news to come.
Oh, Mike, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Listen, I have to ask Mike one. Is he ever going to get a chance to fish? He's always doing the video, the photography. I don't know. I don't know when he does it, but I hear he does get the fish. But Mike, before I let you go, an incredible family of Iron Mike and the lovely Isabel, and listeners, the piston in the Fisherman Magazine business end and the engine, lovely Joyce Caruso. How's everything going, Mike?
Oh my God, couldn't be better. You know, it's great. Everybody is just doing great. Thank you for asking. My family's just doing fantastic. And we love this life. You know, we love what we do here with fishermen. I do get a chance to fish, of course. Couldn't do this if you couldn't participate. It wouldn't be worth it.
Well, I'm glad you make the time to do it.
Oh, for sure. But hey, shout out to everybody out there. I really appreciate everybody's support. And, if I could just plug, a subscription, that's really the best you can do in terms of being informed as an angler is getting our copy on a regular basis.
But and it's right there. Listen, print, digital, everything's there. Mike, congratulations. Listeners, pick up, you're not a subscriber, pick up the April edition, magazine store, whatever, this issue in particular will blow your mind. If you're interested in getting into kayak fishing, this is the kayak buyer's guide. Everything and anything you need to know. And return to the dream boat. Mike, you have a great spring season. Hope to see you one of these days, brother.
Thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate it. Stay well.
Hey, wait, Caruso, before you go, how about a little trip to the Connecticut, little brother? Let's get some trout fishing in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, anytime. Tom, anytime. That's like the holy grail of trout fishing on Long Island. Well, I guess in the whole region.
Region, absolutely. Listen, I want to even get into it too, because Mike's a sword. He's a fisherman, but he is great with trout, and he does kick ass on largemouth bass. I'll give him that. Mike, you take care. Best ever. We'll see you on the water, brother.
Best to you. Thanks, Tom.
Bye bye. Mike Caruso, great guy. What an issue. Listen, I get him all, and I write for a bunch of this issue. Maron d'ami. Yep, against a break. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull again. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Comfort Now by Bob McAllister, because you deserve Comfort Now.
Hi, Comfort Bob. Getting ready for summer and thinking about replacing your air conditioner? Hurry. Have you tried to buy an appliance, a bike, a new faucet? Nothing is guaranteed anymore. For the past year, Carrier and every other manufacturer have experienced COVID shutdowns and longer assembly lines to produce the product. Jack and Jenny can't stand right next to each other anymore. If you're looking for the new air conditioner, do not wait. We have most Carrier products available now, but we had heater shortages this winter, and we fully expect AC shortages to start in the next 60 days. We have Carrier and state rebates and financing available, and most importantly, we have Carrier air conditioners. Call us today, 609-400-1005, because you deserve Comfort Now.
Comfort Now by Bob McAllister, because you deserve Comfort Now, 609-400-1005.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, wrapping up on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of Saturday, April 3rd, Sunday, April 4th. Happy Easter to all. Again, full disclosure, we're in the studio early because we're going to be away this weekend. Let's get it down. Let's get it down. Speaking with Captain Dave, the Rave Showell, Absecon Bay Sports Center 81, Natalie Terrace and Absecon with a report. Captain Dave's projection for the weekend. Weather's finally breaking up. It is going to be fishing time. Captain Dave, how you doing, brother? What's up?
Well, we just have had some wind last week.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Yeah, the week before last, I thought the stripers were just going nuts. I had two fantastic days, but the wind's been slowing things down. I'm still getting reports, though. Yeah, the bloodworm guy's been catching pretty much straight through. There's some keepers around there. I think we get a little calm day tomorrow, and you know, if you're going to fish Easter, I think that's about the holiest thing you can do. So get on out there, and I know it's going to be a nice day, and I know those fish are eating the gulp. They're eating any paddle tails, I'm sure. But anybody's heard me knows that gulp is my big one.
Oh, Captain Dave, let me interrupt you a second. I was on the phone the other morning getting some research with Johnny Procknow. He's the one that started Power Bait and the gulps for pure fishing. You're like in their Hall of Fame when it comes to catching stripers on a Nemesis, Shoal. They know you in Spirit Lake, Iowa. They know you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the Nemesis is great, and I don't know, but I think especially in the smaller sizes, especially and the 6-incher, these new paddle tails they got out are probably the very hot item. I won't say they're better than the Nemesis, but there's going to be different situations, and they do catch fish. Me and Les Aris, I had Les Aris out for a trip Tuesday a week ago. We had 25 stripers with a pair of 30-inchers to take home for our dinner. So
nice. Hey, Captain Dave, hot spots for stripers this week. We're going to give us a couple spots. And, Dave, I have to key in on that white perch bite. That's still going on.
Oh, yeah, that's just getting started. We had a tease full moon last week, and that just got everything up in the river. The rivers are full of herring. There's bunker down just a little bit lower, and the fish are staging. I think they're mostly the males have got hit the river now. They were just coming up a little earlier hoping, but you know, anywhere's in all these rivers, and the inlets are starting to turn on. We're gonna see fish. Yeah, we're into April. We're going to see fish in the shallow back parts of the bay over by Atlantic City High School and along Route 40 is a semi-secret spot. Not really, because we're going to see the bluefish this year, too. Lots and lots of bait in the bay, lots of bunker. Those big blues ought to come in and start crushing it any day.
Okay, Captain Dave, do me a favor. Facebook, website, what do you got? Go, listeners. By the way. Who knows if I'm just taking a shot at this. You have any openings in your back bay so far? Is your calendar locked up?
Well, this month I'm locked up. I have family business I got to take care of, so I won't be on the water. I will be available, and I'll be setting up and going to fill up a calendar for May. You find more information at just search Facebook for Absecon Bay. You'll find Absecon Bay Sportsman Center. And search for Fish Absecon, and you'll find Absecon Bay Fishing Safaris. So, and just call the phone number if you're old school, 609-484-0409.
He said that for my benefit, people. Sorry, Dave, I know you. Tom P., just call me. He says, don't try it. You're going to hurt yourself on a computer. Just call me. Dave, we've been doing this for about 18 years. It's still the same thing. Well, Cap, by the way, before I leave, listeners, right there around Shoal's place, you have the Heritage Park Pond, a.k.a. the Absecon Pit and Birch Grove Park Pond right behind here, which is only a few minutes from Dave's shop. Packed, total, topped out with trout. Dave has some power bait there, some tsunami spinners. Just go and enjoy it, because this trout is going to be crazy the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Dave. So, okay, Dave, I'll be in touch. We'll see you guys this week.
Okay, I'll be seeing you.
See you, bro. We're going to wrap it up with Noel Feliciano. One-stop bait and tackle there on 416 Atlantic Avenue in Atlantic City, where I'm sure it is triple banging this Easter weekend. Noel, how you doing? Que pasa, brother?
Listen, what I want to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Happy Easter, that's for starters. And this is the most important thing, is catching a peace of mind, hopefully some dinner. But the dinner part is on. This year, the perch are being coming out the water. I just wrapped up this week a nice striped bass tournament and a perch tournament. In three perch, the guy had 4.6 pound in three perch. That should tell you something.
Oh, yeah, man.
And the same guy brought in a nice striped bass, and he won the bass tournament and the perch tournament, the same guy, with four fish. That should tell you something.
That should tell you something.
Actually won $475, too. That's not bad, huh?
Not bad. Huh? Not bad for fishing.
What's
Noel?
That a pound, huh?
Noel, shoot us a couple of hot striper spots. Go.
And the most important thing, all these spots are hot and heavy. There's bunker inside the back bay right now that the crabber was telling me that the traps are actually full of bunker inside. Ooh. Back there. So that should tell you the fish are here. And the most important thing, the bass are right in back of them.
Right there, yep.
You can see up and down the coast what they're doing. These bigger fish are coming through here, and they're going to be here sooner than you think. But this past week, they have been catching some nice-sized fish up on the jetties. I did just start a Todd challenge just this past week, and it started the 1st of April. And let me tell you something. All you got to do, it's free. All you got to do is bring a fish in, weigh in. The top heaviest three for the whole month is going to win some money.
Okay, Noel, thanks. Noel, thanks for us. Before I let you go, how's it lovely, Willa, and your grandkids and your son, everything rocking?
Let me tell you something. You can't ask for nothing better than that. Familia. You got to take them out there and get that fishing on.
Okay, Noel, we'll see you. Do get that phone number, please.
609-348-9450. All you got to do is show up. One Stop BAC on Facebook. The Daily Video Fishing Report. Just check it out.
This is one thing. If you go there for Noel's green crabs, beware. They will.
Yes.
They'll take you out, man. I don't know what he's saying. They will take you out. Noel, we'll see you this week, brother. Be good. Happy Easter.
You too.
Thank you, brother. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. In the meantime, get out there and enjoy. The right spin is here, man. Everything is happening. God bless America. God bless the troops. God bless law enforcement. God bless our first responders. Get out and enjoy. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.
95.5 FM.